I'm Kathy. Tonight's program is about healing our body in order to ascend into the true light and to live better in the meantime. Our host, Ron Amatron, will offer healings and provide solutions for conditions that affect our bodies. First, Ron will activate the light being with source energy found on his host page. Hello, Ron. Now over to you for the light being activation.
Okay, everybody, here we go. So let's bring up the light being on your computer screen there, your monitor screen. And we're going to activate it now. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You may actually watch it change energies now. It may become three-dimensional. That's what normally happens. And you're going to start seeing more light coming off of your monitor screen. And you're going to be in the moment. And this also can help to clear bad Scoobies out of your room, entities, which are ghosts, people's dead emotional bodies, people who've lived here. The emotional body, you know, leaves and the body dies because it needs life force to live on and looks for a host. And the host could very possibly be you. So here we go. More light beam activation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And just going a little slightly sideways here, but we're talking about the body. Have you ever wondered why some children, you know, and maybe even yourself, have a dislike for a certain food without tasting it? So think about that one. And what could that be? It could be that maybe your body has had a problem with that particular type of food in the past, in its genetics. Or maybe it could be an entity in your house, maybe not wanting to eat Brussels sprouts or broccoli or string beans or something, or whatever it would be. Because the entity that could be in you when you're starting to eat pops in and doesn't want to eat that type of food. So that's another body energy. So we're going to talk about the body today. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron, for that lightning activation. It feels good to have that source energy here, which is the same source energy that is employed on the online healing. So it's nice to start getting used to that. And the online healings are on creationlightship.com. So, yes, Ron, our bodies are so important to us. We need them to get around, to move, to do things. And the subject tonight is about the body blueprint and renewing the blueprint and the spirit. But first, could you talk about what is the body blueprint?
Yeah, so initially, the human body was created on the lightship. And then from there, you know, each one is special. Each one has their unique frequency. And that's why you all look different. And so from there, the alien races were created too, just like, you know, you were, your ancestors. We'll just say your ancestors was at some point an alien race from the light. And then they decided to bring you down here, or your genetic line down here. And from there, everybody is here throughout all these thousands of years. So that's why there's different types of human races, species, we'll call it in a sense, different types. There's tall people, short people, fat, skinny, you know, different types of skin, different facial features. So basically the initial blueprint of the body, we'll just say from the shoulders down, is probably pretty much identical. And then the alien races decided to play around with the bodies and they made different heads. That's why we have different facial features and also skin colors. But the initial body is a body of light. Now, the aliens just took out part of those light codes in your body so that they could control you. Remember, if you get too smart and you start controlling them, they won't like that. So they took out enough of what they have, their smarts, and, you know, took that out of you so that you would not take them over. And that's kind of what's happened. But the body still is a body of light, and it has a spirit in the body, not the one that looks out of your eyes. So most people think you have a spirit, and that spirit, I don't know if they talk about that, but they just say that when you look into somebody's eyes, like the windows to the soul, you know. But that is sort of correct, yes. So you are looking at somebody to see it through home because your spirit does look out of your eyes. And that's how you can tell if somebody is in their body or not. If their eyes are glossed over, then their spirit's gone and something else is there. And that something else does not have the proper frequency of the body upon birth to be able to look out of the eyes. So it has like a veil between that entity, that thing, that species, that critter, whatever it would be, alien life form, and it doesn't go out of the eyes to look at anything. So the eyes are always glossed over. But the body itself is very, very important, and the body would love to do the ascension process. So this is why we have so many clearings online for the particular body. Initially, when I started doing the website and coming out, I wanted to work with the spirit, but lo and behold, you cannot really heal your spirit unless the body's healed, because the spirit replicates, identifies with all the body illnesses. So trying to do like a little magic wand scenario on your spirit would never work, because since your spirit's in the body, it takes on the blueprint of the body, all of its problems, all of its stuff, and the spirit then can't ascend either because it's taken on the energies of densities, blockages, which is basically the DNA mind energies coming forth in each lifetime, or at least this lifetime, talking about this lifetime, is what your spirit would be hanging on to. That's why you have a past life review of the darkness, clearing yourself out. So that's kind of the whole situation. Your physical body is, that's why we have so many clearings for the body, is to clean out the densities, and by doing so, then you're cleaning out your spirit. And your poor body is stuck here, you know, every second of the day. Even when you're sleeping, your body's here. And your spirit can go off and do what it wants to do. Not supposed to, but it does. And that's the whole thing. Your body is trapped here. So if you think about ascension, like Jesus talked about, to get the body out of here, he wasn't really talking about the spirit. He was talking about getting the physical body out of off this planet, okay? So most people don't realize how important and how precious the body temple is. And the body temple needs to be protected. So if you meditate and you go into la-la land, going off in some guided meditation someplace, your spirit is in your body. Who is protecting your body? Nothing. And so entities can come into you. Very, very dangerous. I would think if people knew about meditation and what kind of harm they're causing their physical body each time they meditate by not staying present, then they probably would not ever do it. And most people, when you talk to them about meditation, they say, oh, man, this is really, really relaxing. Well, of course, your spirit took off, and you're living in a false reality of not living here, and your poor body is still here suffering. So that's the way it kind of works. And your physical body is actually, for ascension, more important than the spirit that looks out of your eyes. But it's stuck here, and it would like to leave. And just hurt yourself someday and get some pain. You're going to realize that, you know, you just harmed your body temple. Hmm. Your spirit got harmed too, but your spirit, you know, is there, and it doesn't necessarily feel the pain because it's in the moment. It just got some blocked energy in it, so now it's less of itself. So each time you have a situation of densities and pain or whatever, if you don't clean it out of your spirit, then all of a sudden your spirit becomes less inside of you. So back to you, Kathy. We'll see where we can go from here.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. We do live in our heads most of the time, in our minds, and we totally ignore our body until it really starts to hurt. And our bodies do put up with quite a lot, especially as we grow older, naturally. And so please maybe describe what kinds of things that the body has to put up with etherically that our spirit prevents our spirit from getting inside of us, and what can we do about it?
Well, what we have is, first off, the get-go is the air that you're breathing. So remember, if you, stop breathing, you probably won't be here very long, but, you know, for most people. If your heart stops, then you're not going to be here either. You have air that you're breathing. You have these densities in the air. We'll just call it smog, just for a better way of looking at it. Even though maybe the cars are not polluting as much right now as what they used to be, you still have the densities in you from probably 30, 40 years ago, if you're that old and you're breathing the air. So did that go away just because the air got changed? No, you still have it with you, with a dense energy. And so that's one way you need to kind of look at it, is what's happening. You have emotions that harm the body. You have pain. Everybody's had pain. That harms your spirit. The body has a situation to where, you know, you're going to have troubles and problems with that. You have the mind of the body not working properly. We have the alien oxygen clearing, and that's having alien codes put into you that you're breathing to connect you to more darkness. And then you also have the nano clearing that we have on the website, too, to get rid of the energies from what's being transmitted to you now as an energy source, and you already have stuff inside of you that is dormant, and this energy source now can activate what's dormant in you, and that can be going back to the get-go. So you have programs that can get activated by the nano clearing, or the nano energies that are out there. So there's so much that the body is responsible for, and yet you wake up each day and you expect your body to perform perfectly and in good health, and your spirit really cannot help your body. Remember, when you think and you do things, then you're telling your body what to do. So what can really help your body is to get more in the present moment, to get away from the thinking. So it gets to be a little hard talking about getting out of mind energy, getting out of your thoughts, because you need to kind of think, but your body knows how to live here. It's lived here for thousands of years. And if it's lived here for thousands of years, it knows kind of what to do, what not to do. And that's kind of the way you need to look at it. So your body is very, very important. So the whole thing is that you have all these toxins in the air, things outside of yourself. You have poor oxygen. We'll do a sample here for the alien oxygen code that you're breathing right now, that's connecting to probably different maybe barcodes that the aliens put in, and maybe along with what was brought to you years ago, now it's being activated too, like a nano clearing. So we have that clearing up on the website also. But here we go. This is a free clearing that we have on the website, alien oxygen clearing. Here we go. So releasing this, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and we'll get rid of those codes that are in you, preventing you from breathing, we'll just say the proper air that's supposed to be taking in. So here we go, or they're eliminating some of the particles of the air. So here we go. One, releasing this energy from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So this is kind of a way you can start to get your physical body temple and its blueprint cleaned out, that your body can do the ascension process. So the ascension process with light is considered your body. And your spirit is kind of secondary, because your body does all this, all the work that you have to do here to live. and your spirit is only in you to go for the ride, to use its source energy to manifest your reality around you. Not mind energy, but source energy's reality, okay? But your body, without your body, your spirit is useless. Can't do anything. So your body temple is the most important thing that you want to get healed. And by doing so, then you can start to heal your spirit. Because once you have a clearing of the body, get rid of the densities, the gunk, then your spirit has that release from it too. And that's the way it kind of works. So if anybody is kind of listening and they've heard other speakers talk about ascension and they don't include the body, well, the body is number one. Because if your body's contaminated, so is your spirit, and your spirit could never get out of here with the contaminated physical body, because the body imprints into the spirit. That's why we have so many different types of physical body clearings to help people out, because that's what's needed. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, it's so true. We just take our bodies for granted, and I heard on one of your archives from your other radio stations that are found on your website, a testimony from a listener who had been listening while you did a clearing for lungs, that same alien oxygen code clearing, which is a free clearing on your website, but you did it on the radio like you did right now. He was in the hospital for a lung condition, and he said that he really appreciated receiving that healing. It really helped him a lot. He called in later to thank you for that healing, that it just was so important, and he hadn't realized how attacked his lungs were. So that was the alien oxygen code clearing, a free clearing that Ron has put on his website, because oxygen is so important to our bodies to live. So, Ron, how can we help our body stay protected? How can we keep it from harm and keep the body temple secure? Won't our higher self help the body self-heal?
Well, your higher self is, you don't have really a higher self. So a lot of people talk about higher selves. So what you're doing is, not you, Kathy, because we're just using this as a phrase here. See, everything that you normally read is basically not taking responsibility for what you're doing. So naturally, if you've got a higher self, then that means that you're lesser, and it's in charge of you because it's your higher self. Kind of much like maybe a principal or a school teacher or somebody that's over you, a landlord, okay? So all of a sudden, you have to realize that there's no such thing as that. You know, all you have is your spirit, and your spirit is it. So you need to be able to clean out your body to help clean out your spirit. Initially, I was going to, when I started the website, just start to do spirit clearings. And I go, this is not working. So then I had to start to do the emotional clearing and the mental clearing. These are a whole lifetime, because they have to be a whole lifetime, because you're living a whole lifetime of your stuff and your baggage. So you have to clean that out. And so we had to go into and switch gears completely and go into body healings. Now, I'll just give this example, and you probably will all relate to it. You go to the doctor, and you got an owie, or maybe you hurt your arm. So you get an x-ray, and the doctor goes, you have a broken arm, or you have a fracture. Well, do the doctors say, hey, your spirit has a fracture? Of course not. They don't even think about your spirit, but it does have a fracture. It does have a broken arm because your body has it. So nobody ever talks about what your spirit has. They just relate to your physical body. And most people are assuming that your spirit is perfect, whole, and complete, and that the physical body is down here suffering and going through life because your spirit can't get it, gets you out of here, and you're waiting to get out. And your spirit's, you know, the main reason why you want to get out of here, because your spirit has all this horsepower from source energy. Well, that's not true. Your spirit is connected to your body. And unfortunately, the more problems you have in the body, the less of a chance you're going to have to ascend. Number one, because your spit has to get cleaned out. Number two, so does your body. So that's kind of the problems that we're having here with trying to educate people, because nobody really talks about their body. What do? You go to church, they talk about spirit, right? Well, you know, it's great to talk about spirit. What about your body? That's the whole thing. I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy, here.
I remember hearing a story about a woman who was diagnosed with an illness that she didn't really have. It was a misdiagnosis, but her mind believed it and activated the illness like a placebo effect. So her condition didn't really exist, but it was her perception of it.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the dark side mind energy is very powerful. And so she created the illness that the doctor said what she had. So that's kind of the problem that we're having, is that people don't understand how important the body temple is. They may use that phrase, but the body temple is what your spirit has volunteered, in a sense, to come into to express life here through creativity of source energy. Your body will live without a spirit. And it can walk around. You've seen people with entities in them, eyes glossed over. No spirit in the body, or very, very little. And these people are still living life. And what we have in the body, we have what's called the mind of the body. And the mind of the body is used to help heal the body with spirit energy. So everything does use spirit energy, but when you look at the whole process, everybody doesn't really realize how important the body is, you know. The body's here all the time. Is your spirit here all the time? Maybe not. You talk to your spirit all the time? Maybe not either. Maybe you never talk to your spirit, but your mind's going a million miles an hour. So that's kind of the process. So remember that the dark side gives you thoughts, and like that one lady, the thoughts that she had from the doctor about having an illness, she created it. Or going sideways a little bit with this here, maybe the doctor strictly sees a lot of cancer patients, and a lot of these people will say are, maybe they're heavy smokers back in the day when smoking was what everybody did. I never have smoked, but, back in the early days there, maybe from World War II on, everybody seemed to want to smoke. And so everybody had cigarettes. Your parents probably smoked if you're older. And all of a sudden now, as they get maybe 60 years of age to 80, they start having cancer. So maybe the doctor is seeing all these cancer patients. So this lady probably went to the doctor, and his energy now is focused on cancer. And actually, the lady came in who was perfectly fine, but he misread the information, and maybe somebody switched the information in folders or something, and then told the poor lady that she had cancer. Well, you have to realize that his thoughts of all these cancer patients, right, you know, what's his mindset? Oh, you got cancer? There's no cure for cancer that we can give you, and we'll give you whatever you want to have and different therapies, but it's not going to really help you out, but you can do that if you wish. And so, you know, you probably have 5 years to live, hypothetically, okay? So his thing is, well, cancer, I'll make money for 5 years off you, then you're no longer going to live here. And so he projected probably that onto the woman as she opened herself up to, uh-oh, there's something wrong with me. I didn't know what it was. Now he says I have cancer. And he flooded her with his thoughts, his mindset of what cancer is, and she died of that, or something like that, okay? And so that's how powerful the dark side energies are of mind energy. So thoughts can kill you. And just ask somebody who does, who practices some of the dark arts, who does spells and curses on people and hexes. So that's it. And everybody knows that as you get older, you know, you may have sick parents, and then you have a situation maybe of taking care of your parents, or what you have is you know, you see them and they go, I'm going to go for my doctor checkup today, maybe once a month because I have an illness. And you go there and right away you put them in the box of having this illness. And by putting them inside of a box, they are now in the box of that illness and you're not letting them out of it. You have no way for them to heal because you're putting them into that box. And you're relying on somebody else's belief system to control them, and they're controlling you. So how's a person ever going to get well if everybody around them is, you know, wondering when they're going to die, you know, that big C word, and how long they're going to be living, and how far has that cancer progressed in their body? And you're in that box. You go into the doctor's office, and they already know that you have it. What are they looking for? They're typically looking to maybe see if you're getting well, or they're maybe looking for by their past history, knowing that people are no longer going to be living maybe after a given amount of time. We'll just say it's 5 years, maybe, or maybe less, but we'll just say 5 years. And so right away they're looking, oh, person's had cancer for four years now, they'll be dead in a year. So they're not really going to expect any kind of improvement from you. So you're now put into that box. So what we have on the website to help you out, if you know somebody like that, and they have to do this themselves, is a timeline crash. You want to do the timeline crash for probably for help. And you could even put the C word in there. And that way you're off of the energy of cancer or whatever else you may have. Because the timeline is there. Remember, misery loves company. And so, again, it's much like, you know, going into a location and you see all of these people that have the same condition. And is anybody in there well? No. So all of a sudden you walk in there and you go, oh, man, I do have this condition here, but I'm not as bad as the one over on my right side. And, you know, they're going to be, you know, they're worse than I am. Am I going to be that way in a year from now? Like, well, I look like them, and maybe the one on the left of you just got started with the process of whatever they're going through, and you look at them and they go, boy, aren't they lucky? You know, they just got it, and I'm already 2 years on down the road with it, and they're functional, and I'm not quite as functional. So that's kind of the way the situations are. We also have a special clearing on the website, which you can use, which is the psychic billboard one. And so what that does, it can help to eliminate people's mind projections of you. Remember, if you are in that room with all these cancer patients, then naturally they're all going to look at you, know that you have cancer. Well, they're projecting all of their thoughts of cancer and what it could do to you onto you. So now you're in the box of cancer. How do you get out of it? You do the timeline crashes and the psychic billboard. Those two are very, very powerful clearings. Psychic billboard takes away people's thoughts of what they think of you. And you keep on that. You check it maybe every day or two. And maybe you quit going to those self-help or the groups of people with cancer that is going to reinforce your illness. You know, where is, like on the 12-step program of different things, where's the 13th step to where you're healed?
Yeah.
Right? It's always the 12 steps, and you always have it. Mm-hmm. And there's always some power outside of yourself, you know, that you're praying to or whatever. You know, everybody has their own way of doing it. But where's the 13th step where you can say, been there, done that, and I'm out of here. You know, I had it, it's gone, and I'm not going to live my life. No, you're totally dependent on that 12-step program. And when you walk into that door and there's 50 people there, and they're getting up to just saying, oh, I'm an alcoholic or I'm a druggie or whatever it is they're doing, you know. That puts you right into that situation. And you're reinforcing your problem. And everybody else's thoughts, they look at you with their problem, and they're projecting their thoughts, whatever they went through, onto you, and that becomes your emotional baggage. So not only are you carrying your own stuff, you're carrying theirs too. So back to you, Kathy.
I agree, Ron. I think we do have a lot of anxiety and fear of physical problems, and we are in those boxes. Maybe you could do some clearings for us now to help us get out of those boxes. Maybe a timeline crash?
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a timeline crash here. So if you have a situation, maybe you have a fear of something, and you know that that fear of something by the history of people around you is going to, you know, put you further down the road. And maybe when you drive by the mortuaries, you see cars out there lined up with your best friend or somebody who died of what you're, you know, have, and you know that you're going to be next to them in the casket or something, you know. That's the way it works. So you want to get out of that box. You want to get out of that mindset to heal. It's not that you're in denial. It's the fact that you want to get out of the box of that condition. So hopefully I'm making sense to everybody. So here we go. Mm-hmm. We'll do a timeline crash for your own particular situation. It could be just an owie that you have. I'm not talking about life-threatening here, although it could be. But there's a timeline for that. Remember, misery loves company, and that's what those timelines are for. There could be millions of people on a timeline with your same condition as you. And you're bringing that energy back to you from all these people, too. So here we go. Timeline crash for your particular situation. I'm going to count to 10. We'll do it a few times here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One timeline cleared. And they can take 5 minutes to maybe an hour to clear. You may feel an energy shift within that time frame. Next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's number 2. Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll stop here. And you can go on the website and do it. 1 week of timeline crashes. If you're dedicated to life and you do it maybe 1,000 times, you might find some good results because you're taken out of that box that everybody else is in on that particular timeline in the Beyondo, and you're not going to resonate and take on that emotional baggage and live it down here. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron uses healings with the light infusion. There are light infusion clearings that he mentioned. They're listed on the far left side of creationlightship.com. And, Ron, you had mentioned some words that are kind of key words as you were describing what happens to us and what kinds of things attack our bodies and spirit. I wonder if now you could clear the energy of some of those key words for us, get them off.
Okay, yeah, we could try that. So I guess a big key word, is the cancer word, the C word. And, that seems to be one that's out there a lot. So here we go. If you resonate to that word or you're I would imagine as you get older, it's going to mean more to you because your friends may have that. And then you're just hoping that, that you don't get it. So here we go. So clearing that word. So I want you to see how your body is feeling. And this is all body energy stuff. This is not necessarily your spirit. Your spirit catches that illness, but your body has to deal with it. So these are all body clearings for ascension. Here we go. 1, clearing the cancer keyword. 2, 3, and it'll last for this program. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Clearing it again. I'll just snap my finger here to do that. So we're clearing it here off you. There we go. Much easier on my voice by doing it this way here. Okay, now what I want you to do is say the word cancer out loud and just see how your body's feeling. You know that if you had it or know somebody, it may have made you feel kind of awful, sick. Actually, you're connecting to death, basically, because that's what the end result of cancer would be. So your mind's going to go from, cancer equals death. And you may think in the process, maybe I have cancer, then I'm going to have all this horrible situation for a year or two, and then I'm going to die. So maybe you're thinking of how awful it's going to be before you die, but just see how you feel now. I'll do another clearing on the C word, and it should be lighter for you. So here we go, clearing this off of you. This is a key word to put you into bondage, okay, into slavery of that word and the conditions that are involved, connected to you with that word. Remember, every word has a physical manifestation that you're going to be dealing with. There we go. Now say that word again out loud, and it should feel a little lighter to you. Okay, so if you do have that, you under some timeline crashes on it, like I said, maybe 1,000 of them, to get off of the timeline so that you can begin your wellness process, because you're not going to get any type of wellness until you clear it. If you do have the C word, I do have a special clearing on the website, which you can go into, and it's a whole lifetime clearing, and that can also help you out, you know, for a clearing, because that way it'll start clearing away that energy from you. Okay, we'll do another clearing here for people. Another word could be death. So let's clear the word death out of you. So say it out loud, everybody.
Death.
And now we're going to clear the word death. Clear that away. Now, if you notice, if you had anybody who died recently, you may have emotions attached to that. So when you hear the word death, it, like, triggers you. Maybe not so much as you dying, but that person dying, which means you may have their emotional body stuck in you. You want to do that clearing, too, to get that emotional body out. Okay, there we go. Now say the word death again out loud, and it should feel less to you. We'll do it again here. Get away more of that death energy. Remember, all these are key words that the aliens gave you, and these key words are used to control you. Okay, I said the word death again now, and it should be much less. And let's do the word maybe sickness or illness, okay? Here we go. Let's say that word out loud, whatever one seems to resonate more with you. Okay, here we go, clearing this one here. Okay, now say the word out loud and see how your body is responding to it. So, see, we're clearing your body temple. This is where you live. And do you say the word again now? Okay, I want to clear it now, either illness or sickness. Okay, say it out loud. And just see how you are feeling. And back to you, Kathy.
Well, I feel my body just visibly, it just relaxed after you cleared off the energy of those key words. I don't want to say them again. I just hope the other listeners could feel that relaxation too. These are words that are used often in the media and are just kind of thrown around, and we don't realize how our body does sort of do an internal tension when we hear them. It means something, and it blocks our healing. It creates a density. Oh, so let's all take a breath and relax. And thank you very much for that, Ron, because true, we just take our bodies for granted until they start really hurting. And it seems like that happens to a lot of us. And it's really important to take care of our body temple and to be a little bit more aware of what's going on with it. And you mentioned a couple of healings, and one of them is called your online healing body system rejuvenation. And it's a complete light infusion for specific physical conditions that we might be experiencing. And it's so fantastic because it deals with all the body functions, starting from circulatory to all the way down to hormonal balancing, respiratory, muscular, nervous, immune system, everything, just to name a few. And it's just the complete body light infusion that those who've done it say was just absolutely fantastic. And a lot of people want to do it before they do get sick while they still can. So it's just a good thing to do and have and to know about. And there's just nothing else like it out there, nothing else available that you can do online and get a complete rejuvenation or a reboot of your system. And, Ron, you also have a really great healing called the Body Jumpstart Special. It's a 3 months worth of online healings that are bundled in a package for a very good discounted price. And they really help the body to get going with the mechanisms that you talked about earlier, like the mind of the body, and some of the other rejuvenation systems, the blood and circulatory. And, of course, you did the air removal clearing sample for us, which is so vital. It also includes the magnetic and twisted body alignment, which I don't think many people have ever heard of before. And maybe you could discuss that and then discuss why our bodies don't heal. Do we need to have more work done?
Okay. So what happens is that you have 108 energetic bodies. And these bodies make up your physical body. And if one of those bodies becomes contaminated, then you start to have an illness. It may not be one that you get right away, but eventually it'll catch you if you live long enough, okay? Well, each body can be distorted and turned and twisted because the aliens do that to you because it never wants you to heal. So if you don't correct these body alignments, and there's 108 bodies, and we have a clearing to put them into alignment, back into alignment, so your spirit can now heal these bodies. Otherwise, you're not going to have a healing. And this is why that clearing is included on the body rejuvenation one. So it's a nice bundle. And, you know, it really helps you out a lot. But if you don't clean these bodies and if you don't have them realigned so your spirit can connect to them properly, you will never have a complete healing. It's impossible. And that's why I put this clearing up. So to just kind of visualize looking down maybe in a rural area, typically, or looking at telephone poles, street lights, they're typically supposed to be all in alignment. So if you look at one and the last one, you know, you're not really going to see the last one. You see the second one, and you may see the lights from every other one, but you shouldn't really see the poles, you know, being in different positions. So if you do look down and you see, like, one pole to the left or the right or it's crooked, that would kind of be like the magnetic twisted body alignment. So that one that's crooked or out of alignment with the other ones will never have a healing. And so, naturally, if you don't have that into alignment, you're not going to get a healing completed. And, you know, you may have results, but you could have 40 bodies out of alignment, and you're wondering why nothing is going well for you. You know, you did all this stuff, you know, even on the website that we have. If you don't do this clearing, you know, and I tell people typically if you're doing clearings, then you may want to do this clearing maybe once every month or two. And all of a sudden, once that body is put back into alignment, the body's cleared, but your spirit cannot energize it. Because it's like in the beyond, though, we'll say. So once it's connected in proper alignment with the registration of your spirit, then the spirit can give it energy, and all of a sudden, voila, it's fixed. And also, if the spirit's out of alignment, then the spirit's fixed because you heal the body. It works both ways. So that's the whole process. That clearing is very, very, very important. So if you're listening out there, and you haven't had, say, an emotional body clearing, that's where you start out first, and then do the magnetic twisted body clearing. But what I would do is just probably do the body jump start and get your body working. I think it's $200 for 3 months, and you can do a lot of clearings in 3 months. There's a lot to do to get yourself back into wellness. And even if you're feeling great, go in and do that clearing. It could maybe ward off something that's coming down the pike, which is in your DNA, ready to activate on you. So remember, the whole thing that the life is here is that, you know, if you feel fine, perfectly healthy, nothing really bothers you and doesn't faze you. And then when you do finally get something, then all of a sudden you start resonating with people that have it. And like I said, misery loves company, you know. And you're only resonating with those people because they have that illness that you have. And then you eventually come into that little group of people where you meet once a week, and they all are suffering, and, you know, you don't want to get into that mode. So, you know, do that special clearing. It could help you out. I can't guarantee it's going to fix you, but it does put a lot of energy away because, remember, everything happens in the invisible first, and you have 108 bodies that get contaminated. And we have clearings for the major ones on the website which is what we deal with here, you know, the fears, anxieties, traumas, emotions, you know, there's, you know, many clearings of mental body. So you do need to clear those to get yourself back into alignment and then do that magnetic twisted body clearing. Like I said, most people like to be in perfect health or feel better, so do that clearing, you know, that the body jumpstart bundle. And it's a 3-month clearing, and it's just wonderful. Just get in there and do it, and you're going to be amazed on how much better you feel, because it could ward off what you're going to be coming into contact with before it manifests. Remember, everything happens in the invisible first, and then it happens in the physical. Once it happens in the physical, then it's a little harder to get rid of. So back to you, Kathy.
As Ron said, it's good to do the clearings now because they remove stored energy we have, whether it's dormant or active. It can be triggered at any time, and it's great to do it while you can. And the moderator in the chat room is posting the names of the clearings and other information where you can find Ron's website and Ron's host page. On Ron's host page, he has posted a lot of new content about these particular physical body and rejuvenation healings, as well as some new photos. And Ron, one of the individual energetic bodies is called the infection body. And I wondered if possibly you could do a healing of the infection body, since a lot of us, especially when we were kids, had those infections activated and triggered in us.
Sure, okay. So remember, this is one of your invisible energetic bodies, and these bodies are like a sponge, and they will hold on to every energy that you've had. So if you ever had an infection, you have that infection still living with you, even though you may not be suffering with it right now. It's still there, and it can and will be activated almost always, and it could show up as another type of infection on top of another one. So remember, it's right there. So the infection body stores all this information, we'll just say poisons. And here we go. Think of maybe an infection that you possibly had. If you don't know of any, just sit back and relax here, and we'll try to do a clearing for you. Normally you got to specify something. But on the infection body, there could be a lot of things internally that you may have not even known about. You won't be conscious of it, and your body took care of it, and you maybe just thought you had the flu or you had an upset stomach or something, and or a little pain or something, and your body took care of it and got rid of the infection. So here we go, infection body clearing. Now, this is a whole lifetime one online. I'll just do a little sample of it right now. So clearing off some of this energy. I'll just snap my finger here to clear it here. And if your body energy changes, most people will, the body will respond, and you may feel heat in your body. You might feel tingles. You might even break out into a sweat. This energy now is being released from you instantly, and it's also healing your spirit. There we go. So you can just see how this feels, and this is just one of those 108 bodies. We have 107 more to go for a particular situation. But the infection body is one that's used a lot. The most important one, though, is the emotional body. But back to you, Kathy, and our show is probably about 4 minutes to go here.
Before we end, Ron, I wonder if you could describe what the mind of the body is. You just talked about it briefly as our internal healer. It knows how to heal us physically.
Yeah, the mind of the body is the internal healer that you have, and that is responsible for healing problems with your body. It could be broken bones, could be an infection, could be anything. And what happens is the mind of the body, that energy system, gets turned off each time you go through an alien death barcode. So most people have had have 3 death barcodes associated with them. And you could have maybe as many as a dozen. So just look upon your life, looking back upon it. When did you almost die? It may not have been a situation to where you were in the hospital or something like that. Maybe somehow you're going to step off the curb and you decided not to, and a car came really close, and you go, boy, if I would have been out there off the curb, I would have been struck by the car, may have got killed. Well, that's a death barcode, okay? Or maybe you have had a close call with death, and which I'll call a near-death experience, not the ones that people talk about, but that would be a near-death experience where you're getting close to death. It's a near-death, okay? So if you have had that, that's a death barcode. So just look upon all the times if you're a person that's been in and out of the doctor's office, and you go in there for your checkups and you have something wrong with you, well, that could also be a barcode. And so if you happen to catch something maybe every 6 months and you got to go in and have something done for you by somebody, then very possibly if they didn't do that for you, maybe you'd be dead now. So that could be a death barcode too. So if you want to email me, I can tell you how many you have. And we have a clearing online. You can check that out. There's some text on it. And each time you go through a death barcode, you lose life force energy, and the mind of the body is turned off because it looks at you as, why should I do any work? This person's going to die. So I will not energize and work 100% to heal it because the aliens gave you a death curse, okay? And you're going to be dead in 6 months, so why should I try to heal you? And so that's why you want to have that particular clearing. And along with that's probably a program that, kind of like neutralizes the mind of the body so that it can't heal you. So the whole thing is that alien death barcode removal is very, very important, and then you also get a stress death barcode removal with that. So that's very good. So, Kathy, I guess you just wind it down now. And
thank you so much.
Okay, so thank you all.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, will say, to your heart, and you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.